Marissa pulled back the sheets on her bed and stretched, relishing the feeling of her joints moving once again. Looking around, she saw the cozy wooden walls of the cabin, her home away from home. Far removed from the busy pace of everyday life, Marissa felt free as a bird, like she was finally able to spread her wings. Here, in this quiet cabin in the woods, Marissa could think, she could breathe, and she could truly relax. She pressed her bare feet against the hardwood floors and felt a small shiver travel up her spine. It wasn't a bad feeling. In fact, she quite enjoyed it. The sensation tingled through her body and awakened her sleepy limbs. Slowly, she padded to the window and threw back the curtains. Outside, the world was covered in mist and frost. Marissa loved winter, especially when it looked like this. She could barely make out the naked branches of the trees that stood strong and proud outside the cabin. They kept her tucked away from the rest of the world, for which she was grateful. Marissa felt safe here in the middle of nowhere, inside this little cabin. Peace blossomed within her, like a white flower that stretched its yawning roots through her body. The radiators popped as they came to life and began to warm the room. She was grateful for the heat rising from them, holding her hands above the one beside her. The warmth enveloped her like a thick blanket, and she smiled. This was what made winter so special. It was the little things, a cozy blanket, a fire, and a good book. She could watch from the window as the world donned its white coat, while also warming her toes. It was as though she were enjoying the best of two completely different worlds. Marissa wandered into the living room, where the fireplace sat, waiting patiently for her to light it again. Charred branches poked up from the bottom. The room itself had the faintest hint of bonfire smell from the night before. It was a delicious aroma, and Marissa inhaled deeply to take it in. She bent down and added branches to the small fireplace before taking a match and lighting it. The bright colour of the flames licked at the wood. Orange and yellow reflected in Marissa's eyes as the heat kissed her cheeks and nose. Small tendrils of smoke hissed from underneath the branches as the fire came alive and the logs snapped and popped. Soon the fire was hungrily devouring the wood, and Marissa put in an extra piece, lightly fanning the flames so they grew around it. Perfect, she sighed to herself. She stood up, watching the bright flames dance in the fireplace, and then walked toward the kitchen. Marissa caught a glimpse through the small window above the sink. Outside, the world was beginning to clear. It was as though someone had taken a cloth to a pair of fogged-up glasses. The mist had lifted, and she could see everything clearly once more. A small robin rested on the window ledge. Maria paused. She watched as it bobbed its head, one eye peeking inside the cabin and the other on the hunt for worms for breakfast. Or Perhaps it was scanning the ground for branches to build a nest. Marissa pondered this as she flipped the switch on the black electric kettle.